Hey family, how are you today? Just gonna start reading today. I feel like this is perfect for our generation and our time. Who are the wise and those that endure with knowledge among you? Let them show out of the good conversations their works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your heart, don't glory and lie against the truth. This wisdom, the wisdom of God, descends not, or the wisdom of man descends not from above, but it is earthly, sensual, devilish. From where envying and strife is, there is also confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure and peaceable and gentle and easy to be entreated upon. It is full of mercy and good fruits. It's without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruits of righteousness is sown, this fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So where does war come from and fighting among you? Doesn't it come from your lust, that war that is in your own bodies, your own members? You lust and have not killed, and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you have not, because you ask not. You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume that which you ask for with your own lust. That would make us adulterers and adulteresses. Know you not that the fellowship of the world is war against God, enmity against God? Whoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit that dwells in us lusteth to envy? But he has given us more grace, wherein we can say, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded. Be willing to take the afflictions and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of God, and he will lift you up. That's where I want to stop today. Each and every one of us have a lifestyle, have a mentality that could lead us into envy and strife, and that creates a war in our own minds. It creates a war in our hearts to where we're not sure where we really want to stand. But if we will simply acknowledge our shortcomings, acknowledge the weaknesses in our flesh, the warring going on inside of us, and repent of the enmity, which is rebelliousness against God, that we could draw near to our lover, the creator of our souls, our hearts, and our minds. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Do you think that God really wants us to be afflicted and mourn and weep over the things going on in this world? Or do you think he wants us to laugh at what's going on? Because I can tell you, there's a lot of things in this world that aren't funny. They're treacherous, they're evil, they're destructive. And we have a choice to make in this time, in this generation, where we stand now. We can either choose to let things go on as they are and laugh them off, or we can choose to see them for what they truly are and approach them with sincerity and with knowledge and with the wisdom of God. Because the wisdom of this world has let you down, it has let me down, and it has only led us into more troubles, more wars, more trials, more tribulations. It has never set us up in a place to where we could have joy and joy more abundantly, where we could experience life and have that life more abundantly. So I want to pray today. I want to pray that we would come to an understanding of where we should be compared to where we are. Father God, I thank you that the blood of Jesus is what cleanses us from the stain of sin. That it is your mercy and your grace that washes away all guilt, all shame, and all condemnation. But that it is your wisdom that causes us to see this world as it is in a form of reality. Then to apply your word, your teachings, and your understanding to where we are. Father, I ask you to open up minds and hearts of those that are reaching out to you, that they would see where their shortcomings are, that they would boast in their weakness as they lift you up so that you could be glorified. Father, it is not our weakness that we desire to settle in. It is our weakness that we desire to expose, that you would settle in our lives and cause us to be more than conquerors through you. Father, you have given us a voice, a standing, a place to where we can go forward and make changes simply by creating a new action in the form of a world reacting to what happened before. So, Father, equip our minds, equip our hearts with the wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of who you are, that we would comprehend the love of Jesus, the same love that is beyond scope of our understanding, that we would know you, and that we would be filled with the fullness of who you are. Father, this is the Holy Spirit's work within us, the work that you have started and you shall bring to completion. So I thank you for this, Father, that now you have began that work in us and you are working in us until the day of our completion, where we are whole as you are whole, where we are full of life and peace and joy, and we're bearing the fruits of your Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you that you send forth life into those places where death is, and that you go and you bring people out of darkness into light simply by your love, by your mercy, and by your grace. Father, may you activate your children today through the power of the Holy Spirit, the person of God upon this earth. I thank you for your wonderful ways, Father, for the workings of your hands, for the miracles that are displayed within us. And I ask you, Father, for those appointments to be set for each and every person that needs them in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that those that have walked toward darkness, that you have called toward light, that you set them up for an appointment of divine encounter, that they would know you truly and be set free by knowing you. And I thank you for this ever beloved Father, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, family, are you ready to receive your blessing? If you will call unto the Father, he will give you a blessing that no man can take away, and you will be a blessing to those around you. So remember, family, get your blessing so you can be a blessing. It's found in the arms of Jesus. I love you and have a blessed day.